We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm back. Let's try it again. See if we can get through another hour here. There are no guarantees, man.
I'm done with the sad music, though, because maybe that's, you know, affecting your connection over there.
I don't know. I don't think so, but whatever it is, Wood, I couldn't get back on the – I got locked out, man. Anyway, hey, appreciate Brady coming on, Brady Quinn coming on. Matter of fact, the Miami Dolphins made it official as Ryan Fitzpatrick will start week five against the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara. Right. So that's been made official. Take care of that. And I guess Brady spent some time talking to the coach about it, right? Is that what he said?
Said he spoke to Brian Flores about the whole thing and Chan Gailey. Of course, the quarterback topic came up as well. So, yeah, he kind of sees what's going on. He said that Ryan Fitzpatrick, when I asked him just what he saw, what he thought about his play, especially just this week and the rest of the weeks if you watch any tape, and he's like, he's not playing terrible. That's the thing. It's not like you're benching a guy because he's just out there playing terrible. So I guess that's in the way of just saying Tua needs to play right now, tomorrow, whatever the case may be, because he's not necessarily losing games for you, but they're not winning games either. So, of course, the Tua stuff comes up.
Well, listen, five field goals and one touchdown equal loss against all the good teams. You can beat
the field goals too, right? Brady brought the field goals too, right?
You can win some games in the NFL against some teams. You might be able to beat the New York teams. You might be able to beat Cincinnati. There's a handful of teams you might be able to beat. But five field goals and one touchdown against the better teams, you can't win. Just you got to play perfect. You know, the crazy thing about this whole topic is with 8:35 left, they'd only given up 17 points. 8:35 left, Seattle had 17 points, and seven was just a breakdown on the outside where you got a freebie on a 57-yarder that they should have been talking about at best kicking a long field goal. At best kicking a long field goal, but not scoring a touchdown. I mean, that was a huge punch in the gut. So, anyway, hey, listen, I agree. Ryan Fitzpatrick makes some plays, but at some point, coach wants to win games, and I get it, but we got to find out about Tua. I'm not saying win, but and I don't mean a cup of coffee about Tua. We got to find out about him. And so, anyway.
You didn't draft him to make him, you know, candy on the shelf.
There were some people that thought that he was going to sit all year.
Right, right.
But once Josh Rosen was gone, I thought, well, that's off, right? That's done. All right, we're done with that. So, he's a backup quarterback, and he is one hit away, one run away.
Right.
Hitting backside, taking somebody on. Away from playing, so get ready to go. And listen, he's a popular guy. I keep saying it, man. We've never had anybody this popular get drafted by the Miami Dolphins, ever, that people are buying his jersey and all that stuff. So people are going to ask the coach, although it looks like they got a little timeout today with the coach going, hey, all right, enough. Ryan Fitzpatrick's starting. I don't want to hear about this anymore. We're done for a while. Anyway, so we got a couple other big things going on today. If you like playoff, we don't get very seldom, man. This does not happen very often. I said it last week, where we got a baseball team and a basketball team in the playoffs. Marlins advancing to the second round, take on Atlanta today at 2:08, and the Miami Heat in a big old game four. We're going to have Ron Rothstein join us in this 9 o'clock hour to talk about that, break it all down. Looks like Bam Adebayo will be back tonight. And some way, I'm telling you, they win this game. Won't be easy, but somehow they win this game, and it gets to 2-2. Those guys aren't going to be going back like, hey, it's no big deal. We lost two in a row to the Heat. They're not going to be saying that. There won't be any of that. Hey, you know, we can bounce back. They got their two stars got called out. Listen, LeBron shouldn't get a hall pass. AD's getting blasted. But LeBron turned the damn ball over eight times. Like, LeBron James can't turn the ball over eight times and throw up all those bricks that he was throwing up at the end of the game. You know, I mean, he got to look and walk off the court with 10 seconds left.
Was, bad look. Yeah, still bad.
Bad look on top of what took place. But, hey, I don't know, maybe he wanted to send a message that he was upset. And
you can send a message that you're upset by waiting on the court until the time runs off and then walk off pissed off.
Wait on a corner there so you're the first one in to shower.
Don't act like the kid who just took his ball and left the field and said, go ahead, good luck trying to play now. I mean, that's what he looked like. He looked like a five-year-old.
Did you see anybody blast him?
Yeah, I did see some national guys blast him.
I didn't see too many people
get on him. There were some guys that got on him, yeah. I mean, they didn't get on him like they probably should have because it's LeBron, but.
Well, we're going to find out a lot more as we continue on with these games, man. It's going to be fun tonight, see what happens and see what it looks like and everything else that we have. By the way, we also had a bunch of NFL news yesterday. Bill O'Brien, the first to go for the head coaches, Texans head coach / GM. Why in the hell would you give a guy not pro? I don't get it. Like, so these are professional teams. There's 32 of them. There's head scratchers all the time. Adam Gase getting the Jets job, head scratcher. Bill O'Brien not only getting a head coaching job, but becoming the general manager, head scratching. We don't know if he's a good head coach, and they make him the GM too. And then after he does all these stupid trades and moves and gives out stupid money and cuts guys to put this salary cap upside down, now they're going to come out and go, you know, Bill O'Brien's got to go. He's got to be the first to go. I just don't get it. I'm going to give you one better than this. If Adam Gase, who could be in trouble, right? I mean, he could be on the hottest seat left in the NFL. In Atlanta, I know there's another hot seat, but he's on a hot seat, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we know. Adam Gase is on this hot seat. If he turns around on the offense I'm watching and have watched now with the Dolphins and the Jets, and he gets an offensive coordinator job. Those are seven-figure jobs. Those are special. Like, coordinator jobs in the NFL are special, life-changing jobs. First of all, you do it well. You can bounce around and be a coordinator for a long time, and you can make a lot of damn money. You can make $100,000+ a month with that job.
Right.
If somebody hires Adam Gase as an offensive coordinator, then the good old boy network's got to be broken up. Like, we need to have an investigation. We always have investigation. Right. We need to have another investigation with the commissioner.
Joe, would you really be that surprised if Adam Gase gets fired from the Jets if he gets a coordinator job with someone he knows around the league?
Yes.
I wouldn't at all, the way the NFL goes. You talked about the good old boy network.
He's had one good year with Peyton Manning. One good year, and all of a sudden we're making it sound like he was throwing the football for Peyton Manning. I have nothing against Adam. He was good. I always say this because I don't sound like I'm like turning on the guy. But that's just.
But I agree with Zach. I think he could get a job. The question is, would he want that job, though? I mean, to go from what he's at right now, and obviously he seems to have that ego issue. Like, is he going to sit back and be a coordinator?
No. Because here's the deal. Now he gets the difference between being the head coach and the coordinator. That team that fired him is going to have to give him the difference. The only way they don't have to pay him is he gets another head coaching job. And he ain't getting another head coaching job in the NFL. Maybe never. There's, matter of fact, really good chance. But
he goes to a team, they have a great offensive year, 1-2 years in a row, he'll get another head coaching job. Just the way the NFL goes, Joe.
Come on, man. He got.
Look at the way the NFL's gone the last 20 years.
This is
retread after retread after retread.
Zach's right on this one, man.
I mean, look at for a 2-year span, anyone that coughed close to Sean McVay got a job.
Joe, he did a bad job here, and the Jets hired him for some reason.
Right.
And gave him all that control. Like, this stuff happens in that league. Happens in the NBA.
Arizona.
Look at the NBA. The second a guy's fired, like, teams are begging to interview him.
He almost got what, Zach?
He almost got the Arizona job.
Is that what he told you?
No, but he went out there and interviewed for it.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't get it.
Like, he got interviewed for it 2 days after he got fired here.
I don't, like, you don't think these teams do their homework to find out? Like, I'm not saying we're perfect. Well, I mean, their owner's playing politics with the president. Like, I don't know, man.
The good old boy network took over the NFL, and that's what it is.
I mean, it was a weird hire by the Jets.
It was a weird hire.
Like, you don't hire a guy that just got fired by the Dolphins.
In your division.
Hey, listen, good for Adam Gase.
Right.
I mean, I ain't hating on him. Like, somebody hired him. He didn't put a gun to when he went to interview.
No,
he didn't have
not.
Two guns in his pocket and pull them out and say, hire me. It's incredible. And Bill O'Brien, like, I mean, if he wants to be the head coach, you made him the GM.
Right.
You let him. That guy, he has no clue what people should make. And now he's playing with agents as well as players. Like,
some of the trades he made, some of the signings he had. I mean, did Bill O'Brien, the GM, walk into the owner's office and fire Bill O'Brien, the coach? What happened there?
Well, he got rid of the guy that was there.
Yeah. I know that. I'm just saying, like, it's just so weird around the NFL that nothing surprises me.
The guy that was there is now with Buffalo, and I believe, and he was here with the Miami Dolphins, and he just absolutely threw that guy under the bus to get the job. Bill O'Brien was like,
how many guys that came out of, and this is no, you know, shot fired at Brian Flores yet, but how many guys that came out of that New England Bill Belichick tree of coaching has actually done well?
Oh, no, I agree. That's fair.
Yet they played for Bill. I mean, they coached for Bill Belichick. Sean McVay, they coached under him for a year.
They
got jobs.
The tree, the Belichick tree's been like no other.
It's been garbage.
Seen.
Right.
I mean, no. But there's guys that have jobs. I mean, the guy in Tennessee's pretty damn good coach right now. They got a good team.
Okay. And look who just took over in Houston. Romeo Crennel. He's the interim coach there.
Another guy. It was kind of a Parcells Belichick guy.
Right.
I agree. No question.
Nothing surprised me in the NFL anymore. Adam Gase can get fired tomorrow and have a head coaching job in 2 years. You never know in the NFL.
Well, so far, all I know is the professor, when he lets all his students go, he's still the best, man.
Right. That's the only fact. That's the only fact about that coaching tree, is that Belichick lets guys go every time. They're gone. They don't do well. They come back. Players, same thing. Belichick still wins. Belichick's still there.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
We're going to go to some basketball, man, because we got a big old basketball game for tonight, 9 o'clock, ABC. So grab your coffee late or your cold beer. Get ready for a late night tonight. Bam Adebayo back. What are they going to look like? It's going to be fun to talk about with Ron Rothstein, former Heat head coach, will join us. We'll talk to him about everything. Also, with Eric Spoelstra for a long, long time. All that stuff's going to be coming up in just a moment. But first, I got to tell you about a guy that's not a point guard, not a quarterback, but a great leader, especially when it comes to selling your company, Andy Cagnetta at Transworld Business Advisors. He and his team talk about great chemistry and a great culture and get you top dollar for your company, no matter what size it is. The biggest and absolutely the best with all kinds of experience. Yep, Andy and his team at Transworld Business Advisors, they're all those things. They're actually the largest business brokerage in the world. So you got a company right now, for whatever the reason is, you're ready to sell it or you're getting ready to sell it. You want to know how to go about doing it, you go to Transworld. That's the best thing you can do. They'll tell you exactly what it's worth, how long. They can help you get it going. They have 600 brokers, 200 offices around the world. They can create competition for your business. I don't care if your company, how specialized it is, 50,000 to 50 million. Something you built outdoor, indoor, whatever it is, call Andy and his team at Transworld. They're ready to help you get this thing going. Put a lot of money in the bank, retire, or just go do something different. Whatever it is, that's your job. If those employees are driving you nuts, come on, man. Get it started with Transworld Business Advisors. They're ready to go with you. Call them today. Learn more about them. 954-305-504-8100. More than 40 years into business. More than 40 years into business. I want you to visit tworld.com. Learn more about Andy and his team. They're as good as it gets at Transworld Business Advisors.
All right, the Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to finscu.com. If you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets, we'll log on right now to WQAM.com. The home of the Dolphins is AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, the Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
How about Duncan and Tyler tonight go for 10 threes between them?
Ooh, that would be
How
nice.
Good would that? That right. would be.
That would be real nice.
That would really help out the cost tonight. I'm curious. Bam Adebayo comes back from, obviously he's not going to be 100% from the shoulder. What's he come back and play like tonight?
Good question.
And they're going to need him, obviously, with knowing AD and LeBron are going to be on a 1-2 mission tonight. To get rolling, stay out of foul trouble, and get after it. Because I can tell you, man, for some reason, if the Miami Heat win this game tonight, and it's 2-2 for that all that sweep talk, and this is a terrible matchup, and all that, all those guys at ESPN to do that pregame and halftime and postgame, going to have some serious dry egg on that face. It ain't going to come off, man.
Remember Jay Williams after game two said the NBA did it wrong by not reseeding. This is not the real finals. This is not what it should look like. Yeah, blow it out. You know what? If the Heat win tonight, it's 2-2.
Well, you got all of a sudden. Can you
it's a series.
Confidence right. of this Heat team. They weren't sure, especially the way it started. They're like, oh, damn. Then you get the injury bug. But you win a game like that last one with Jimmy Butler talking. I'm sure even some of Jimmy Butler's teammates are like, man, why not us and all that stuff? Like,
of course.
I don't know, Jimmy. Jimmy, man, we lost this. We lost two of our best damn players. Now he goes out and has the game, his best player, plays just all but 3 minutes, just plays out of this world. So it kind of makes you wonder, like, okay. All right, let's jump on the train here. Let's jump on the Jimmy effing train and see what happens. So
wouldn't shock you either if he had 45 minutes in the box score tonight, right?
Oh, no, he's playing big minutes.
Right, I'm saying 44, 45 minutes. And by the way, with all this said about Bam coming back, and I'm very happy about Bam coming back, I don't think you could limit the minutes from Kelly Olynyk, right? He's playing really good right now also.
I don't know, like, yeah, I mean, if Olynyk
he's
plays,
playing good, shooting from the outside, like, he gives them a little bit of a threat.
The big one, but yeah, there's a good chance that Spo and Jimmy have already had that talk, and Jimmy likes that.
Right.
He seems to feed off that stuff anyway, man.
He does.
Being the guy, this first time he's been the man on a team now. It's been the first time where, and he's playing with guys that think like he does, because he always said, hey, man, I don't care about 40, I want to win. I don't care if all those young guys score all the points tonight, as long as we win. But I think he's going to continue to stay very offensive-minded, 20-plus shots again tonight, and go from there and see what happens. The other game, by the way, today, how many of you guys out there going to be watching the Marlins? Marlins-Braves, game one, 208. I don't know how the hell they picked Houston to play, but
right or 208 for the starting time,
or
right.
the 208 starting
right.
time. But that's
so
all right.
Weird. Right,
I'm good. I'm that guy. Don't worry. Yeah, I'm gonna be watching. By the way, the other thing, and I'm guessing Craig Minervini is here in town. Like, Craig, man, nobody's taken away from what the Marlins have done. And I understand they got to feed in, they've got to kind of fit in their position in this town, short of a World Series, you know. And for whatever reason, team hasn't really reached out with their players to different media outlets. That's okay, because it's about winning. It's not about us. But you can't get mad and start talking about where you fit in on the TV and the radio shows. Like, you've done this before, and just I'd just like to see it. Look, you're getting paid by the team. So are you working for the team, paid by cable TV, if that's the case, or whatever, whichever one it might be. Look at, man, just enjoy it. It's your job, and stop friggin' worrying about your coverage.
Right.
You want to hear the tweet he sent out?
Yeah.
He said, keep in mind, busy local sports night. Miami Heat deserved lead and well covered by PLG and my pal Chappie at 7 Sports. Finn's always big, but why doesn't playoff baseball get more than 40 seconds or so? Mind-boggling, but I've always been a baseball guy. Just my thought. And then Steve Shapiro replied and said, glad you asked, Craig. We asked the Marlins for a one-on-one Zoom guest, requested any of 6 players. They came back with a pitcher not on the list and very likely will not play. Point the other way, my good friend.
Yeah. He's got a good point. Chappie's got a great point.
And in fairness to Chappie, and that's why this tweet is so bogus, we have reached out, I personally have, with zero success. I have reached out to the Marlins and asked them on numerous occasions here to get us someone on the show to talk about the team.
Listen, man, I'm trying to be nice.
I don't even, Joe, half the time I don't even get a reply. More than half the time. The guy doesn't even write me back.
I know, I'm not going to rip that.
It's not about ripping him. It's just if they don't want to be covered, then that's on them.
So I would just, their thought is, we keep winning, you have to cover us. Like,
right.
We're a professional team. You have to cover us. Well, we are gonna cover you, because I like baseball too, Craig, as he knows. But I get tired, and I work with Craig, so I'm trying not to rip Craig, who's got to get himself in the middle of this. But Craig, shut up. Like, just shut up. Like, just enjoy the damn game. Everybody knows you like baseball. You're doing it. Like, everybody knows you're doing hockey. You work with the Panthers too. You're rotating between the two. Like, instead of going after everybody's coverage, just watch the damn game. Send out. You got your own social media stuff. Send it out. Like, this is, like, not the first time you've done this.
Right, right.
And then if somebody goes after you, start it, you know, like, nobody's seen.
But he should have his story straight if he's going to go on Twitter and bitch about it, right? Like, he should know that people are out there requesting. Like Steve said, he sent a list of 6 players to this guy. And he gives them a pitcher that's not in the rotation. And that's basically, Joe, that's exactly what happened to us the last time we went through this. Like,
but
Craig doesn't know what's going on in the background.
No, I mean, this was like, what, a month ago, Joe? Maybe a month ago, we requested a player, and the guy gives us a pitcher that's not even on the team anymore. Like,
so
I mean, it's fine, but that's how they're going to be covered.
So Craig knows all that stuff. Like Craig knows. He's been told by print media. He's been told by TV now, and he knows the situation. So he already knows that. Like, I think the guy's having trouble. I don't think the players want to do it. They want to just focus on baseball. Us against the world, which is working. We got something special. We can go all the way, which would be a great story. But just to, like, get out there and, like, stir it up, like, you're not that good. I mean, you just, right. Like, stop. Just enjoy the game. If you're working the series and the team's got you doing something, or local TV's got you doing something, God bless you. Everybody's up for making a dollar. But just going after everybody. He did this before with Adam Cooperstein, the two guys I work with at NBC going back and forth. And it's just, as people start talking, like, I hate to tell you, man, where baseball fits in the big picture of things down here. Like, right now, you're behind Clemson and Miami.
Right.
You're behind a 1-3 Dolphin team, and everybody's behind the Miami Heat. They're playing in the finals. They're where we all want to get to.
Right.
Hell, I just want to see the Dolphins get in the playoffs. But,
Joe, yeah, they're like, the only team that makes it this difficult to cover them. That's the other problem. I mean, the Dolphins give you players, the Heat, and they're getting all their guys on with us, the broadcasters. They get the players on throughout the year. Like, the Panthers are incredibly easy. They're always easy to work with. And the Marlins are just – so the guy even sends out a text asking us not only to talk about the team but offering us guests. I write back, and I don't even hear from the guy.
Okay. So he's busy. He doesn't have time. But
which is fine. It is fine. Yeah. But don't have
like
people that work for the team come out and complain.
Right.
Yeah. It's a bad look.
It's just a bad look.
This is not a baseball talk market where you guys are going to get on and start the show and start breaking down balls and strikes. It's just not – that's not reality. But if they want to put their guys on, it looks like they have an interesting team. I don't know anything about any of these guys. Throw them on with us. We're happy to talk to them.
So, anyway.
They don't – apparently they're not available before 10, though.
So, I tried to, nicely, weenie head to get after him a little bit here, but, like –
Really?
No, that was Nick. That's one of his nicknames. I didn't mean that.
Oh. I thought you were just calling him
Weenie. No, they call him Minner Weenie. They used to call him Minner Weenie in fun.
Minnie in the Midday. Remember? He's the
radio. Oh, that's right. That's right. No, he's done the radio.
He worked with us. Right.
Listen, man, I go back.
That's
a very childish nickname, by the way. I work with him. I work with them. Been with the family. I was with the first family. I've been through it. I wish him only the best. He's like all of us trying to survive, got kids.
That's right. That's right.
So, don't start stepping on toes, man, and calling people out. Like, you're in no situation to be calling anybody out. You're not. I don't know how nicely to put it there, homie. But, you can go and you got people and, and you're doing those shows pre and post game and, and it's good and breaking down what went right and wrong. And
Joe, you remember that time you drove the Jupiter and Jeter big-timed you? By the way, Ron Rothstein's ready to roll here, guys.
You know what? You're such a...
Sorry. Ron Rothstein is ready to roll.
That's messed up, man. So what are we doing? Are we going now? Are we going to Ron right
now? We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Coach Rothstein.
There you go.
The Heat are willing to help us out. They want to be covered.
That was low what you just did, man. That I drove an hour and a half to Jupiter.
Right.
And I got to watch a ball game with my friends from the Dolphins who were up there watching the game.
And it seemed like you were almost kind of just squashing it and throwing an end to this. And then
Jerkball here always he's trying to get me going. He's trying to bait me about Minervini. I'm not taking it. Now he's trying to bait me about Jeter.
What'd that cost in gas to drive?
By the way, I don't care about the Yankees, bro. I care about the Marlins. All right. Hey, that's not a shot. We got to go to break. Ron Rothstein going to join us. We're going to break down, talk some Heat right after this.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We got game 4 tonight, Heat and Lakers NBA Finals, and we're going to talk right now to Ron Rothstein. You can catch him on all the Heat broadcasts for television. The Heat Live one-hour pregame show starts at 7:30 tonight on Fox Sports Sun, and the postgame show also on Fox Sports Sun right after the games, as always. Coach Rothstein, good morning. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How you holding up, man? It's a long-ass day for you. How you doing?
as long as I get my nap in, I'm okay.
Oh, you and me both, man. I don't know when those naps started, but they've been damn nice the last 4 or 5 months, for sure.
Well, I've been doing it a long time.
Hey, Coach, let's talk about the going back to last game. Jimmy Butler's 40-plus points and his triple-double. Where's that rank for you? You've seen a lot of great games as an assistant coach and head coach of the Heat. Where's that one rank for you?
Spectacular, right up near the top. Really was. I mean, he totally dominated the game. Not only at the offensive end, he was spectacular at the defensive end. He really was. He made play after play after play, and he did a lot of stuff, like not right on the ball, But off the ball, little things. Jimmy's sort of like a free safety back there when he's off the ball.
Right.
He'll take some chances. He'll leave his guy. He has a great sense of when to take a chance, when to go for a steal, when to sort of freelance. Not many guys can do that. But, Jimmy's always been one of the top steal leaders in the league. And he doesn't get enough credit for that. Now, he'll get burned every now and then. As you know, guys who take a chance will. But he was so disruptive at the defensive end. Took a charge in AD, coming from the baseline side, blindsided him. As AD turned baseline, ran right over him. He was just incredible at both ends of the court. Masterful, masterful game.
We got to keep him shooting, right? I mean, he's got to stay aggressive, especially with everything, or more so, or you think it's still about getting everybody involved? How will Jimmy treat that tonight?
My sense of him is that he'll come out trying to get everybody involved, but sometimes he's a little obedient to a fault. And, when he gets into the paint, and when he's within 10 feet of the rim, 12 feet of the rim, he's an amazing finisher. He really is. And sometimes he gets right there, and then he's making a pass somewhere, and you go, why are you doing that?
Right.
Well, he's human, and he's not perfect. But he scored 40 points. He didn't shoot a three.
I know, right.
Didn't have one three-point field goal attempt. His ability to get into the paint and finish and get to the foul line is about as good as anybody in the league. I mean, he averages 9 free throw attempts a game. He's first, second, or third in the league. And he's done it all through the playoffs also. So there has not been any drop-off. If anything, it's gotten better.
Ron, in all the years you've been watching basketball, I'm sure you can name a bunch of guys that came in clutch at the end of games or came out of nowhere. But Tyler Hero, somehow, some way, towards the end of these games, when a rookie should be probably passing off because he's a little afraid to take the shot. Man, this guy looks like a 10-year vet sometimes when he at the end of these games. It really is remarkable to see Tyler play towards the end of all these games, and Jimmy even telling him to take those shots when he's open. Talk about the play of Tyler a little bit, especially the play at the end of these games.
It's highly unusual. It really is. I mean, he does seem to be special. You don't see this in a 20-year-old kid. I'm not making a comparison, but the last 20-year-old I saw play with this kind of confidence played for the Lakers back in the 80s, if you know who I mean. I'm almost afraid to mention his name.
No, we don't want to talk about Magic stuff right now. You're right, man. You don't have to do that with this.
And I'm not trying to say he's Magic Johnson, but to play with this level of confidence and the ability to then go ahead and make plays, I haven't seen it in a long time. It is just highly unusual. And the play that was really interesting the other night was when he came after he scored on Rondo. You remember that drive?
Yeah.
And then he gave you the snarl, the lip curl.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, this is what I saw. Rondo had stripped him a couple of times in the series, in the first couple of games. And I think if Tyler has one thing he's got to correct, and I think he's starting to, is when he takes a guy off the dribble, quite often he's too straight up and down. He doesn't make himself smaller. You make yourself smaller, you make yourself wider, and you protect the ball more. Well, he started to go on Rondo, and Rondo reached, and he bent his knees and got down and, like, brushed Rondo off and right to the basket and laid it up and in. And to me, that lip curl was like, you ain't getting me that way anymore, buddy. No way. Those days are behind me.
Yeah. Hey,
But he's special.
Hey, Ron, Bam Adebayo, what do you expect from a guy coming back from an injury? How healthy are guys when they come back from something like that? What do you expect from him tonight?
Joe, I don't really know. You know, everybody's different. I wish I could give you an answer, but I know I don't have an answer for that. Some guys just come back like they've never been hurt. Other guys are a little tentative. some guys, just the fact that, you know, they walk on the floor and are out there with you, they're giving you an emotional lift for the team, which I think would be spectacular. And I go back to, you know, Willis Reed walking out Madison Square Garden against the Lakers. Everybody, you know, he could barely walk. He dragged that leg. I think he scored the first basket. I think he scored two baskets, one of them which was the first, and everybody remembers that. He didn't have a big game, but just his body out there on for the Knicks, putting his body on the line and banging inside, went a long way to helping them, you know, secure their championship. So, look, whatever Bam can give, he's going to give. You know that. The kid is an incredible competitor. And hopefully he's out there and he can contribute.
Ron, just in this series in general, but just as the person he is, how bad do you feel for Goran Dragic if he doesn't get to play anymore in this series? Yesterday, very emotional when talking to the media about the fact that he might not be able to, probably not going to be able to play the rest of the series. But you feel bad for a guy like that, put his heart and soul into this team, especially when the playoffs started and Eric put him into the starting lineup.
Sometimes there's just no justice, you know. And you got to feel for him, and he's such a good guy. You know, that's part of the problem. You know, when he's played his whole career for the opportunity to, and he's worked so hard for the opportunity. He's earned it, the opportunity to be there. And then, you know, fate has a funny way of taking care of things. Right. And unfortunately, from everything I've heard, he's probably not going to be able to play. And it's a very, very unfortunate thing. It's a real blow to our team. But I really feel bad. Everybody feels bad for Goran about this. Right. And I know he's there for his teammates. He's not, you know, he's not going off in a corner and sulking. And he will do whatever he can. Emotionally, he's not a rah-rah kind of guy, from what I know, but he will be there for his teammates.
Hey, Ron, one guy going to be on a mission is the guy who got called out on national media all day yesterday, Anthony Davis. Got in foul trouble and just seemed to take him out of the rhythm of the game. He was just not a factor at all after he got in a little foul trouble. I'm expecting him to come like a monster tonight. Not that everybody's not going to try to win the game, but when you get called out like that, what do you think about Anthony Davis bounce back tonight?
Well, I agree with you. He's probably going to come out, probably been stewing for a couple of days, and that's never a good thing. Excuse me. But
right. But
the interesting thing about that whole thing was, you know, he got called out. The guy had one field goal attempt in the fourth quarter. I can't remember him getting the ball in the fourth quarter.
Me neither. I didn't know he was on the court. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So how do you go 12 minutes in an NBA game, okay, and you don't get the ball to your most effective offensive player? To me, I think part of it is his fault. Maybe he wasn't demanding enough. You know, sometimes you just got to demand the ball. But it can't be solely on him. I'm sorry. That's inexcusable. It really is.
Right.
You know,
hey, real quick.
Yeah, Dad, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, well, we only have a little bit of time here, Ron. Ron, we could talk to you, but we need about seven beers, man, or seven or eight beers to get ready. Hey, but what are your thoughts about LeBron? 10 seconds left. My man left the court. I didn't know if we were going to be able to finish the game. What'd you think when you saw that? Come on, old school.
I chuckled. Wait. History repeats itself. History repeats itself, right?
Right.
He's done it in the past, you know, and he probably feels no big deal. I can do whatever I want. The game was over.
Right.
And in one way, that's true, but it's a terrible disrespect of the game, I think. Be a man enough. Stand out there. The game's over. Walk off.
Right. 10 seconds left, Coach. You could have stayed out there. It's not the biggest deal in the world. Well, Coach, I mean, that's the whole thing. And I know that the Pistons, and that was the big deal years and years ago, but it just looked very petty on LeBron to walk off with 10 seconds left because he was pissed off about the outcome of a game.
Yeah, he did it early in his career.
Right.
So you would think that maybe later in his career he would, you know enough not to do that, but, you know, I don't think he thinks it's a big deal. I don't think he cares.
Yeah, right. Now you're on to it. Hey, Coach, always great having you, man. Thank you so much. Have a good night tonight. Get that nice long nap in. Maybe a little walk today to really – if you go for about a two-mile walk in the heat and humidity, really, we can get you in a deep sleep before tonight, Coach. It'll be beautiful, man.
Joe, if I go for a two-mile walk today, you're going to have to come get me, okay?
All right.
Coach, don't do it, Coach. That's it.
Take care,
Ron,
guys.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, buddy.
Heat Live 1 hour pregame show starts at 7:30 on Fox Sports Sun. The postgame show also on Fox Sports Sun right after the game. All the interviews, all the postgame stuff, everything there on Fox Sports Sun.
Always appreciate all those guys coming on with us. Hey, we're out of time. Going to be fun tonight, man. Going to be a fun day.
Yep.
Two teams in the playoffs.
You know, Joe.
Tonight, I don't want to hear from the kids because tonight it's going to be about me.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Sorry, Dad. I can't talk right now. I'm watching the Marlins and I'm watching the Heat. Hey, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm taking care of the kids right now. We don't have time. We're with Mom. So kiss my ass, Joe. Kiss my ass, Dad. We don't care. Remember when we were younger? Where were you, man? Hey, we're out of time. Have a great day. Lebby and Stu Gotts coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.